Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantanilayam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say. And yes, today is December 17th, 2015, and a week left for the celebration of Christmas. Prashanti is being beautifully decorated. Yes, it almost seems like another 90th birthday celebrations is going to happen, because the lights and decorations are coming up everywhere in the ashram. And this time, the decoration, going by what can be seen already now, when there are still 7 days to go, I can safely say that it is going to be splendid. So many lights and so many beautiful arts and crafts coming up all over the ashram. And there's a big team who have come from United Kingdom doing the decoration. And everybody is telling me, just wait for what is coming up. Just wait for to see how glorious Prashanti is going to look. And in the hostels, the students are busy practicing the Christmas carols. Wow, it's a joy to see every student from 8th standard to postgraduate and PhD students gleefully singing the carols. I am really reminded of my days in the hostel when, you know, you never wanted to miss the carol practice session. It's so much joy. There's so much happiness coming together and gleefully singing the carols. I was in the hostel just last night, and as I was talking to some of the singers practicing the carols, they started sharing how being part of the Sai Symphony Orchestra, doing the chorus part, practicing that chorus in the Sai Symphony Orchestra for 2-3 weeks before presenting in front of Bhagwan on November 23rd, 2015, that whole process of being a member of the chorus team of the Sai Symphony Orchestra has helped them so much to sing bhajans as well as, of course, the Christmas carols, to enrich their singing, enrich their talent, and also it has been a very enriching experience for their life too. And as they started sharing, I could not but just take out my recorder and I just started capturing their experience of being part of the glorious 90th birthday Sai Global Symphony Orchestra. It was beautiful. It was enlivening. Very revealing. And I will play that for you during the course of the program tonight. In fact, I also had the opportunity to talk to many international artists who were part of the symphony orchestra. After the conclusion of their performance in Sai Kulwant Hall, they had a get-together on November 25th. And it was such a joyous occasion there. Everyone is so happy, they are relaxed, the performance is over, and they are just savoring the moments of presenting their music to Bhagwan. And I must tell you, it was such a thrilling moment. It was so beautiful to see those smiles and those 126 musicians from 16 countries. And I can tell you, each one has returned to his home country with one feeling. Love. Love, that's it. Why do I say this? Well, listen to this artist, Mr. Andriji Bosanac. He's from Croatia. He was playing the trombone. There were four members on the trombone. I had the chance to speak to Mr. Andriji. Andrija.
Wonderful having you here. I'm so happy that you're willing to take this 2 minutes. So tell us how you feel being in Puttaparthi and being part of the Sai Symphony.
Well, actually for me this is, I think, 8 times in Puttaparthi and 3rd time with Sai Symphony, so it feels great. Last time I was here, it was, I think, in 2008, and it was also a great experience, so kind of what I was expecting, that's what I got. And it's all amazing. It's really wonderful.
What are you taking from this place with you?
That's a good question. Happiness. Happiness achieved.
Happiness achieved?
Yes, like mission completed. Happiness achieved.
And it shows in your smile.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So happiness achieved. That is what Andrija is going to take to Croatia. Isn't that beautiful? Let's listen to one more person. Ulrich Paul. He is from Germany and he was playing the flute. What music. What experience. is he going to carry back to Germany?
Sairam, you look so happy. What is giving you so much happiness here?
That was the concert last night. That was just, I felt an immense like an explosion of Sai love during or after the concert, and that is still in me, inside me.
Have you come to Puttaparthi before?
Oh yeah, many times. I came here first in 86, and I'm Swami's devotee since 83.
What pulled you to Swami? What fascinates you about Swami?
I don't know. He just pulled me to come. From the very first moment when I heard his name for the first time, then I got lost.
Lost in his love.
That's it.
So what are you taking with you from here, from this trip?
I've played in other concerts with the Sai Symphony Orchestra also in other years, many times. But this time, especially for me, was that there was a program composed especially for this occasion. And that was not just any piece of music, but it was meant to spread the message of Sai through music to all the world. And that was the first time that we had it in this way, and that really reached my heart.
Something very special.
Very, very special. I've never heard that before. And it was just to join all those Western orchestra, Indian, fantastic Indian musicians, and also jazz musicians, the saxophone player, and I all put together just to spread Sai message. That was, wow.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sayam.
Doing their job. That is how the symphony was moving along, and you heard Andrija from Croatia, Ulrich Paul from Germany. Let's move on to someone now from Italy, Irina Solinas. She was playing the cello, and there were so many cello players. There were 7 artists on this beautiful instrument, and let's listen to what she is keeping in her heart. What is it that she is cherishing from this chance of being a part of the Sai Global Symphony Orchestra on the occasion of Bhagwan's 90th birthday?
Sai Ram, tell us, how do you feel being in Puttaparthi?
Great. It was really great. The first experience, not the first experience in India, but the first time here. And I will come back. That's my feedback. So I think it's the best feedback you can have. It's still working inside, and I think I will bring all this amazing and beautiful feeling at my home. And
Among all the beautiful things that you saw here, is there anything that touched you the most? What is the most special thing about this place?
The most special thing is love. Absolutely. Everywhere, from everybody, and also see what he did, I mean, what he built, and all the service he did. And it's amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, I think love is my answer.
And how was it being part of the symphony? Because you must have performed in many other places, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Was this anywhere different? Was it anything unique? Experience performing part of this high symphony?
Of course it is, and it was, and it will be. I hope all this we have to do again. We have, because so many hours all together, so many rehearsals, and so the most beautiful thing that could happen is replace and do again and again.
Do again.
And again. Yeah, so completely different experience, of course. For most of us, was the first time in India. So, you know, first week was a little bit, oh, but at the end, love is the winner. And everybody I know, for sure, are so, so grateful, and full of love for this experience.
Wonderful. What are you going to take home?
Everything. I hope. I have to be big, you know, because it's so much. But for sure, everything is inside. So I will bring a big heart full of love and really boom, 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 boom.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. It was a joy talking to you.
Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom. That is what is the experience of Irina Solinas from Italy, and she's going to come back again and again. That is her feedback, and very beautiful statement. Love is the winner. What a beautiful experience for someone who has come to Prashantalam for the first time. Like, there were 7 players on the cello, there were 24 artists on the violin. The violin contingent was the biggest contingent. I had the chance to speak one of them from Argentina, Jeremias Petrov.
Thank you so much for coming and giving this 1 minute. So tell us how you feel being in Puttaparthi and how it was performing with the Sai Symphony.
Okay, for me it was a very grateful experience because it's the first time I come. The culture, the religion and different things for me was really strange at the beginning, but it's a really good experience for me. I really love this. I feel very comfortable to play with the orchestra because it's new music for me, you know, and this. And I'm very happy to do it.
You said you are liking this place.
Yes, yes, I really like this place because the people is so happy and the things works very good with the people, the relation, and even if you think different, they can accept it, and it's very difficult to find this in other countries, you know. So this is very special culture, and the mind of the people is always very open, you know. And this is so special, and it's very, as I say before, it's very difficult to find this in another part of the world. Even in this time now, this present is not very good for this world, and this is very difficult to understand sometimes, you know.
And how was it performing in this symphony? You must have performed in many other places, right?
Yes, I performed, but not this kind of music, because this music is new for me, and the soul is was so nice, you know, to understand this new music. So I play with other orchestras, but different type of music, just all the classic music. And for me, it's just something to open the mind and open the music, you know. It's other world, other dimension for me.
You really like being there in the stage there, Sai Kulwant Hall, the place where you play?
I always enjoy to be in the stage, always. And this was, every time is different sensation, different stage. See too much people, so happy, was like giving energy and receiving energy from them. So was such a grateful experience for me.
What are you taking home with you from here?
Love, on a lot of stuff, experience love and an amazing remember for this place, imagine the people, all the things, really amazing, amazing.
You want to come back?
Yes, I want to come back. I will try to come next year if there's the possibility, and let's do this.
Wonderful, thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
So you had 24 violinists, you had 7 cello players, you had so many other instruments. I had the chance to speak to one more person from Italy who was playing the trombone, Matteo Borio.
If you can just share, how was it for you being part of this symphony?
I think it was a really surprising experience. It was really important for me. I come here not for Sai Baba, because I am a Catholic, but I think that this is a really changing experience. It's important. I saw in Indian people lots of love towards me, and I really, really, really love them. I really love Indian people. I really love this place, also the difficulties properly, our problems maybe with the facilities and other things. It was a really changing experience, and I will surely bring it to Italy with me for all my life, I think. I do not know if I return here, but surely in my heart I will be always here.
Wow, wonderful. You must have performed in so many other concerts earlier, and performing in Puttaparthi, in Prashanthi Nilayam, was it any different than performing in any other place?
Yeah, I can see that, because it was very motion. I was motion because lots of people were there. I think I really find here a love for music, also in humble people. Also the humblest love music, love us. They give us lots of love. Love is the word I think I will bring to Italy from this experience. It was motion also because we play with lots of the best musicians all over the world and all over India, surely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Someone who has come to Prashanthi Nilayam for the first time, and he says, I did not come for Baba because I am a Catholic, but my life is changed now completely. And he says, I don't know whether he can come again, but in my heart I will always be here. What a profound experience. We never know how so many words on so many hearts. Everyone who steps into Prashanthi Nilayam has taken a leap towards love. Sometimes he may know it, sometimes he will know it later. But that is a fact for sure. Let's listen to Dr. Alan Levy. He's from the United States. He was also part of the symphony orchestra playing the violin, and he's someone who has been a devotee of Bhagwan since the 1970s. And what he said about the experience was something very different and something very profound.
So Sai Ram, Dr. Alan, so tell us, how do you feel being here, and how was it being part of the Sai Symphony?
It was a magnificent experience where the whole world came together, represented by 16 countries throughout the world, for music that is the most spectacular music I personally have ever played in all the 50 years or 55 years I've been playing the violin. And in this experience here, uniquely because of Swami, the piece written, the Avatar Symphony, it describes Swami's life, but it also, for me personally, I can only share what I personally experienced, it described the inner experience of a person being born into avatarhood, into the God oneness that they inherently have as their birthright. And so while we were practicing, it started coming that each of the movements expressed the struggles spiritually of each chakra in the body. And so that as we played, these energy centers opened up, and the harmonies and the melodies began to emerge with potency from within. And the vibrations would open me up personally into a realization of oneness. And then the music itself, especially in the last movement, Love All, Serve All, it was as if we were all being born into that role that we truly have on earth, which is to be God in human form, as Swami is, was, and ever shall be, but also in our sense of being born into ourself as a spiritual entity to do Swami's work, that emerged. And so by the time we were playing Love All, Serve All, it was just a oneness of love and beauty that culminated in service to all humanity in the expression of the music for me, and thereby lifted us all into a oneness to serve the world in that oneness and to help the world come into that oneness of love. And that was truly my experience, which I had no idea would happen, of course.
Wonderful. It was a deeply spiritually elevating experience for you.
It was. And the beauty of it was that all the people playing the music, coming together and being one in the music, which, of course, music is a universal language of the heart. Real music is just an expression of the inner self and love, and it had that ability to unite us all in that. And it was a phenomenal experience for me that I'll always remember for the rest of my life, and hopefully into the next, serving Swami.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
So that is how he viewed it. It was something that really was working on his chakras, and it was an experience which opened up the spiritual energies latent in his body, and that is what music can do. Music can give us that experience of oneness. So you see, every person has had, depending on his level of evolution and his level of connect with Bhagwan, they have had amazing experiences. And when I heard the students, that was another beautiful experience. So that is what we are going to do tonight. We are going to dwell on what music has done to so many people who are part of it, and how Bhagwan inspired them, changed them, and through them blessed us with so many lessons of life and music. That is what we are going to do tonight in this final leg of Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside, and we continue our series on the Sai Symphony Orchestra, reminiscing the glorious moments as well as the life-changing moments of the Sai Symphony Orchestra, the scene behind the screen. We find the performance, and you are hearing just now some of the participants, some of the artists who are part of the huge team of 126 musicians. I had the opportunity also to talk to the composer, the conductor, Dr. Michael Kohler. He was the one who did a brilliant job of conducting this event, this huge team of Indian and Western musicians. Dr. Kohler is renowned for his musical performance around the world. His unique concerts enrich cultural life, and they have gained enormous public recognition. And the dark and warm sound of his orchestras, they've all grown from the German tradition. He was born in the musical city of Dresden, Germany, and after spending his early years there as a solo pianist, he studied sound engineering and orchestra conducting in Berlin, in Munich, in Paris. He wrote his thesis in musicology at the Humboldt University in Berlin. In 2000, he was conferred the Doctor of Philosophy. In 2011, he was appointed professor and orchestra conductor in Seoul. And in addition to his performing career, he dedicates a part of his time to teaching. He really enjoys sharing this passion, this love that he has for music. In 1998, he joined the Leipzig University of Music and Drama as the orchestra conductor and as the artistic director and music director of the Leipzig Philharmonic Orchestra. Since 2000, he has presented a series of brilliant concerts, and people are always drawn by his imagination and his innovativeness. Since 2007, he is working in close collaboration with the Indian violin icon and composer Dr. L. Subramaniam, who also offered to Bhagwan a beautiful symphony in the afternoon of November 23rd, 2015. And together, Dr. Subramaniam and Dr. Kohler have founded the Indian Philharmonic Orchestra. And Dr. Kohler is conducting frequently the Seoul Gyuri Philharmonic Orchestra. In 2008, he was chosen as a principal conductor and artistic director of the West Saxonian Symphony Orchestra. He's been conducting frequently the Sichuan Philharmonic Orchestra in China, similarly the International Festival of Music and Culture in Italy, in Bergamo. So he's someone who's had a wealth of experience in conducting orchestras and someone who is revered in that field. I asked him how he felt being part of the Sai Global Symphony Orchestra, and he said, all I can say is I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed. We all have come together for one sound for Baba. When I asked him about Swami, he said, what can I say about Baba? I feel his energy. Performing in Prashanti is something else. Many years ago, he saw one of the orchestra conductors having a bracelet, and he saw that this person whom he respected and revered did not remove that bracelet from his hand. And when he asked him, what is it and why you always wear it? And he said, it is given to me by my guru. And he asked, who is your guru? And when he revealed about Bhagwan, Dr. Kohler came to Prashanti Nilayam way back in 1999, and seeing Bhagwan, he was so taken in by Bhagwan's form, his hair, his charm, his voice. That's it. He kept coming to Prashanti Nilayam, and he performed in front of Bhagwan as part of the symphony, 2-3 occasions when Bhagwan's physical form was still there. And now he comes back and he longs for a chance to be part of anything that is offered to Bhagwan. I had the opportunity to talk to him for a few minutes. You can listen to his passion, you can listen to the sincerity of his love for Bhagwan.
Now you have given so much of your time, actually, the last so many months, right? How has been this journey? I mean, giving so much of your time, so much of yourself.
No, it's not the problem.
What was the inspiration? Yeah. What made you to go to so much extent to work for this?
Oh, you work all the time for Baba. Yeah, but for me it's not a question. I would be happy if I can do this work and if we come together and do this for Baba, really. Where I live, there's no Baba center in the city, and I'm really blessed if I have here time to work together, to work in the ashram and do this together for Baba. There's no question at all.
For Baba,
yes.
Anything can
yes,
be.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Like you. Yes, yes. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
The
sure.
love for him makes
yes,
you
sure, 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 sure.
And you are someone who also has this streak of service, because you are also involved with charity organizations. If I'm not wrong, you are involved with...
In Germany? We do. As an orchestra, you have to do some charity concerts, and there are some different foundations for all kind of charity, and we do some charity concerts, but not every time, but when we can, we do some charity. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, there is always some element of spirituality in you, right, along with music?
Many people say music is spirituality. Music comes from God, and this, yes, and therefore we are blessed to have some talent, but we have to work in the same way.
Yes. So music is spirituality, according to you?
There are different meanings, but Baba says music comes from God, okay? Therefore, let's say this.
Yes. You believe in that?
Yes, sure, sure. What can we do? There's nothing, you see? There's only some air. We have some instruments, and we move some air, then sound comes. And then there has to be music. This is a special way to for spirituality.
What are you taking from this whole experience?
As we started, I told you, when we started, we feel very blessed that all has take place, all happens in Puttaparthi. There are so many things can go wrong, and it takes so much bliss. Therefore, we are really thankful, grateful and thankful. Let's say this.
There are many a times in the organization of this orchestra when you had a lot of challenges, you had a lot of problems to deal with, you know. How did you maintain your cool in those situations?
As Mr. Srinivasan told me, we always try soft, but in the Vedas there are different kinds of work with. And we try to work with these different styles, but we try always soft and convincing like that. But this is really difficult always to work like that.
It's a learning process.
Yes, sure, sure. For everybody.
How was it working with Michael Hertinger for this?
My coaching was, it was very nice to work with him. He's really professional. You know, he comes from Germany, therefore we have no problems. Yeah. We speak the same language. And he did a really great job, really difficult but easy, let's say this, is his full score. It was really easy to work with because all is written in score. Yeah.
And you have conducted a lot of Western orchestra, but
yeah.
I don't know if you have done so much of Indian and Western. Was it a difficult thing trying to conduct the whole lot of Indian musicians? You have singers and all sorts of instruments along with the Western orchestra. Was that a really
challenge? For both sides, it's a challenge. Because if you are Indian musicians, you like differently from the Western, musicians. But they all were able to merge, really come together. There was no problem with the Indian musicians and with the Western musicians.
So would like to do more of this?
Yes, we like it. Yes.
More for Baba.
Yes, let's say this. Yeah. Fine.
We hope that we have
yes.
more symphonies in the
yes,
days to
yes,
come.
Yes.
What is your final message to all the people who have watched this symphony? What is it that you want them to take from this?
Please enjoy your music and give us an opportunity to do it again. Yes.
Wonderful.
With Baba's please.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks.
Enjoy our music and give us the opportunity to do again. That's what Dr. Kohler says. I know what he has gone through. He's gone through so much stress trying to organize this. But, you know, the joy of doing it for Swami is so high that you're just waiting for once again. When will I get this chance to do something for him? That is what divine love can do. Wow. One of the ebullient musicians in this symphony was the drummer from Africa, Pope Samori Sek, and he was someone who really sent the audience to raptures. So much joy, so much energy. When he was playing, everyone was just clapping, and you know, it was a different energy altogether. He just lifted the entire symphony into a new level. Karaikodimani on the Mridangam along with Pape Samori Sek on the Zembe, the African instrument, and it was something which was so beautiful, which really, as I told you, carried the audience into a new level. I had the opportunity to talk to him after the symphony orchestra, and I asked him, you know, how is it being in India, because his first time he's in India, first time he's in Puttaparthi, and he was like, I'm so happy to be in India, people like my drums, I am at home, because he said, the first time I'm playing the Zembe, that musical instrument in India, and he's saying, for me, being in India is like being in Africa, the experience is so heavy, so intense, I want to come back again. And when I asked him, how is it performing in Prashanthanilayam? He said, what can I say? I feel so much of energy. I am a Muslim. But here I see people from all over the world, from China, from Europe, from Japan. I didn't know anything about this. But now I feel the energy of Prashanti. It is so strong. I'm taking with me this beautiful energy. I can never forget Sai Baba now. He said, I come from a musician family, the Grigio family. My father taught me music. Music is my life. But it is God who gives me the energy. I take energy from God. And he said, when I was interacting with everyone here, the amount of love that is there here, the way people are communicating with each other with so much openness of heart, I can feel Sai Baba in each person in the group. I can feel Sai Baba in every student who is part of the chorus. I can feel Sai Baba everywhere. Everyone is so happy. It is such beautiful energy. I can feel Sai Baba. Insha'Allah, I will come back. I will come back. This is what Pepe Samorisek shared. And you know what? Before he left, he gifted one of his albums to us, which has beautiful pieces of his master drumming. Here is just one sample for you. One more track from the same album that he shared. African music from Pepe Samorisek's album, the one who mesmerized everyone with his drumming in the 90th Birthday Symphony Orchestra. And one thing that he said just remained in my mind. He shared how when every student was singing the chorus, he felt that it was Sai Baba who was singing through them. The experience was so profound for him. And I asked him about what is his experience of Bhagwan. And as I told you before, I had the opportunity to go and speak to the students also who were part of the symphony orchestra. They were doing the singing. They were all involved in the last lap of the symphony, the fifth movement of the symphony, where Lavol Sorvol is sung leading up to a crescendo. Thank you. Sairam Vivek, you had the opportunity to be part of the chorus. So you had the opportunity to sing in Prashant Nilam as well as in New Delhi when it was performed again. So tell us, how was this experience? What is it that you're going to cherish from this entire chance to offer something to Bhagwan on his 90th birthday?
Yes, indeed. This was a very important and, I must say, very memorable experience in my life, because from the beginning I was very interested in Western music, and I had not expected that here, where we are mostly concerned with classical, we'd get an opportunity to even see other avenues or experience Western music. So Bhagwan, in his 90th birthday, he gave me this wonderful experience to be a part of the choir. And it is an amazing experience performing in front of him. And what I cherish is the experience of performing together. Whole group comes together as an orchestra and we singers sing. It was a wonderful experience. And just like to remember one thing that Mike Herting, the composer of the orchestra, he shared with us. He said that the music should come from the heart. When you sing it from the heart, or whatever composition comes from the heart, it is really worth it. And that's what the experience of love really is. That's what I felt.
So that's your take home. Music should come from the heart. And how was it in the entire process of learning this? How easy or difficult was it? Was it very challenging, or was it something that you were very comfortable with, or was it a very strict deadline, and how was the standards expected, and were you able to reach comfortably?
Actually, it was quite a difficult task for us because to begin with, we had no formal training in Western music. And the good part was, there was Anjana ma'am, who came down from Chennai and helped the whole group come together. And she is the one, we can say, who brought the whole group together. And I think in a matter of just 4 or 5 days, we were able to learn the whole parts. I was in the tenor part, and my other brothers, they were in the bass. So it was difficult experience, learning experience, but I think with Swami's grace and by the efforts of our teachers and also Shavnam sir, I must say it was a very unique experience, because we could learn difficult parts as well as pick things very faster. So I think that is Swami's grace.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Brother Harinandan, you are already part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. So someone who is already familiar with Shruti, someone who's learned to sing on the notes properly. So how easy or difficult was it for you?
It was equally difficult probably for me as well. Even though I may be good at singing, I don't know. But then still, I could pick this up only by Bhagwan's grace and how Anjana ma'am taught us. Initially, even I was finding it difficult, because the way we sing bhajans is totally different from what the choir demanded of us. It was more like they were asking us to sing with head voice. Initially, I didn't know what head voice was. But then later, she went on to explain what that was. There are different methods. You shouldn't be using your bhajan. In fact, she went on stressing that you should not sing the way you sing bhajans. You should sing it in a different way. You should open your mouth completely and all that. So it was really an amazing learning experience, and all the credit goes to Bhagwan. I mean, he gave such an opportunity. I don't know how to thank him.
So a lot of unlearning and relearning.
Yeah.
A lot of reconditioning. And how was it performing in Prashant Nilayam and then this chance to go to Delhi? Did you find any difference in your experience in performing in both the places?
Yeah, it was a bit different. Performing in Parthi is like you are in the home ground. But then still, performing with an unusually larger group or professionals, never imagined that I could do that. So that was a different experience in Parthi, unusual. Delhi was altogether different, because the setting was different. Even though we were like we were carrying Bhagwan's name, so that was like a huge responsibility. And moreover, it was like really we were giving performance in front of a crowd, and not like anything else. Here it's like you offer it to Bhagwan. It's our Parthi level.
Wow, you know, I'm glad you're saying that. In some ways, you know, what you're echoing, what Dr. Mike Kohler also said when I asked him how different is it performing in Delhi than in Prashantinilayam. And he was like, Prashantinilayam, it is an offering. It is an offering to the Lord. In Delhi we performed, just like you perform for the audience in any stage. But he said that energy is very different, and you cannot compare anything else with performing in front of Bhagwan, because you're performing literally in front of the Lord. So it was exactly what you are also saying. You know, that was the experience of Dr. Kohler too. So wonderful, you know, I think everyone in some ways was feeling the same. It was a coming together of so many cultures, so many genres of music, and the boys also were involved, and the feelings also are same. Beautiful. Thank you very much. So Brother Rajshekhar, what is it that you are going to cherish from this entire experience?
First of all, I would like to thank Bhagwan that he has given this big opportunity, and he has given us the stage to showcase our talent. It's nothing us, all his given. And I think none of us would have ever dreamt that we would perform with such big artists. We would not get to interact with them in such close quarters and all. And all thanks to Bhagwan. And as part the learning experience and all, it was a completely new experience, because we have been into all this classical, then Hindustani, all this, but when we came to that we are going to sing all the Western things, and when we got our notes, it was like we don't know anything.
Did you know how to read the Western notes?
No, very frankly, we did not know how to read the Western notes, and it was all credits go to Anjana ma'am, who translated all those notes into our Hindustani ones or classical ones, writing each thing as sa, re, ga, ma, pa and all. And it was her efforts through which we could learn so easily. And thankfully, again, we had some knowledge of music, so we could pick up those things. So learning was, yes, it was tough initially. But as it is said that Sai students do not have anything, like they cannot, if they will, they can do, because it's all His grace. So it was a very nice learning experience.
So from this entire episode, is there any one moment that you cherish?
Okay, personally, I like playing tabla. So we saw Shravanam sir, who was playing tabla, and it was very nice to hear to him and all that. So once we casually approached him, sir, how did you, means this conversation was, means I like this conversation of all of these. It was like, I asked sir, did you learn tabla from someone? Did you have a formal training? It is said that you have learned from Zakir sir and all. So he was like, no, nothing. It is all self-taught. And we were really shocked. And one thing what he told was, he said, Swami named me as Shravanam, means hearing. And that is what I do in whole of my life. So this conversation struck me, and it conveys the message that Bhagwan, whatever he does, or whatever name he gives, or anything for that matter, everything has a purpose behind it. So yeah, this was a very striking part of the conversation, and also a very good experience and a good take-home lesson also.
Wonderful. In fact, Brother Shravanam, as you very rightly said, was named by Bhagwan, and in fact, right from his childhood, he had this ability to discern all the notes very clearly. In fact, you know, even between Sa and Re, there is another set of Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni, Sa within Sa and Re. You know, that is the precision level to which very trained musicians, very trained ears can discern. And Brother Shravanam was actually born with that sort of a gift.
And we were actually very much amazed when we were practicing as a choir in a classroom. That time we were not able to make out that we were going off or anything. But sir was like, you have 5 cents up, you have 2 cents down. And his ear is very sharp, and he used to correct us like that. And after that, when we used to check it with the keyboard, we used to be sharp or off. And it is very nice to see such people who come down to our this thing to teach us with so much of patience. So that is another take-home lesson, that you need to be patient if you want to do anything in your life. If you want to achieve something great, you need to be patient, and that's what I feel.
Wonderful. Yeah, in fact, if you see also what Shravanam sir has gone through in the making of this entire symphony, because he's someone who was very centrally involved in the coming together of all the musicians and getting the boys involved, getting all the artists involved, the Indian percussion getting involved. And so almost like, I'm sure, I know for sure that the last 1 year he has done nothing else. He's been only trying to, you know, making trips to Germany, making trips to so many other countries, coming to Prashant Nilayam, you know, she brought Anjana Madam for one or two trips. They did the auditions, they went to Anandpur campus, did the auditions. So he was just in this, the last 10, 12 months. And you may not believe, you know, even as the symphony was over, his studio in Chennai was actually in a complete disarray because of the rains. And after the symphony was over, only then his wife informed him and sent him pictures about how his studio is actually completely ruined because of the Chennai waters and rain. But you know, that didn't bother him at all. He was bothered in the least about it. I was also very shocked. It's because for him, how does that matter so much? You know, what is most important is to make this offering to Bhagwan, which has happened wonderfully. So that's a small thing that will get sorted out with time. So as you mentioned about patience and, you know, trying to keep that balance, you get to learn, as you also mentioned, that you had the opportunity to see so many greats and see how their lives are, and you learn so much. So what has been your takeaway, Anand?
Sai Ram, sir. We've been singing over here for so many days or months, but we've never known what is voice culturing. In one of these practice sessions, suddenly Shravanam sir came to us and said, it is, you know, generally the Indian music people think that Western music is something different or means which is something alien. But actually what the culturing techniques or the warm-up exercises that they do so much of good to our throat, which generally we don't have as Indian musicians. So they taught us so many exercises during the practice sessions, which generally you'll learn only when you're learning some, when you're under some Western trainer or something. So we learned so many exercises. We learned, I mean, so many techniques as to, you know, how to position yourself when you're singing. So actually after the symphony, I started, you know, trying to do those things. And when I did it, even my classical singing became better, in the sense voice, you know, opens up and you give proper training to your vocal cords so that you sing well. So that has been a tremendous lesson, and I don't think I would have learnt it if I was elsewhere. You know, Swami somehow makes it happen that everything falls in place, so he gives proper training for his singers to teach them, you know, this is the way you need to sing, this is the way you need to practice.
So this training in Western music has actually now enriched your voice, and it is going to enrich your singing now, bhajans in mandir also.
Yes, exactly. So even, it's not that we are going to unlearn it or we are just going to be Western singers more. Not like that. It's just that learning these things have enhanced our overall singing, be it classical or be it Western. So it is just Swami's grace that we were able to go through this whole process.
Did you ever imagine that you will actually be a part of the 90th birthday program, and the way the whole thing panned out, and then you had an encore in Delhi? How does it feel when you think about the whole episode? You know, everything was over, you returned to the hostel, and you know, perhaps this would be just going on in your mind, and there would be definitely some thoughts which will just not leave you. You know, you marvel at certain things that have happened in the last few weeks.
It starts from my 12th actually. In my 12th standard, there was Prema Pravaham for 85th birthday, and that was the program of the whole birthday celebrations, and it's being talked about even now. Means even now when we talk about 90th birthday, we'll think about, oh, what a program it was. So I was expecting that there's going to be some similar program even for the 90th birthday, but I never expected it would be like this, like a Sai Symphony, and we will be part of it and we'll be learning something new. We just thought maybe there would be a music program and as bhajan singers we'll all be a part of it, but I never expected it is going to be this large scale and just a few students being a part of it and going and performing elsewhere and trying to celebrate Swami's birthday there also. It was just like a dream that happened, and it was just Swami's blessings on all of us that he gave us a chance for his 90th birthday.
Wonderful, yeah. You were all the time thinking that 85th birthday was such a fantastic thing. You had a Prema Pravaham, and how wonderful it would be if I am part of it. And when I am for 90th birthday, and I think whenever we have a pure desire, a pure intent, it always happens, but it always happens in His time and in His way, and it happens in a manner always you never expect, isn't it? So how was it for you, Dipunj?
Sai Ram, sir. Like this experience that I got for this 90th birthday, I never thought of such a thing. I thought like, okay, 90th birthday, is there some grand special thing will be occurring, something? But when I heard that this orchestra is going to be played there, and like you are going to be a part of that orchestra, I was like, oh, so I have got a chance to perform in 90th birthday of Swami. Like, it's a huge opportunity. So I thought, huh, this is the best thing. Now I have to give my best. So as everybody told, it was a very difficult task for us also. First time we are performing in front of all the orchestra teams, and there were mostly professionals, all of them, and it was a tough job for us, being an Indian, and on top of that, singing a Western song is like, you can't just imagine. But actually, I think we did a good job, and because of Swami's grace, and mostly, we were able to justify the whole orchestra team.
In fact, when you come to think of it, the orchestra reaches the crescendo in the fifth movement. And you know, you think about the message that it conveys, you know. It conveys that grand message of Bhagwan, of love all, serve all, help ever, hurt never. And that comes out so powerfully, so beautifully towards the end. And when you think about it, you know, the 90th birthday ends with this sentiment. With this sentiment reaching its crescendo. And to be part of it is perhaps the crescendo of our lives too, isn't it?
Sir, I just remember one moment when we were singing the last part, love all, serve all. We could see our composer of the thing, Mike Hurting, sir. Like, he was fully with raising his arms like this. And he was fully in the song, like whatever you were doing, love all, serve all. Like, he was really in the flow of the song. And seeing that, that made me really emotional, like, wow, how much he's feeling for that song. He has composed the whole song, and how much he has made that song really good. So it was an awesome moment for me.
In fact, for Mike Hurting, sir, when I asked him, what is the most challenging moment of your life in this whole process of making the song? He said the most challenging moment was that half an hour when I had to decide whether I'm going to take up this project 16 months ago. Because he said, I knew this is going to change my life. And he says that is what it has done to him. He said his life is completely changed now, because he's someone who did not know anything about Bhagwan. And look at him. He has now created the life of Bhagwan in the form of music. And this has happened to someone who knew nothing about Bhagwan. And he's grasped the essence of his message, and he's been able to portray it so beautifully. And look at the way Bhagwan chooses different people from different corners of the globe to stitch that garland that he wants to be offered on his 90th birthday. And Mike Hurting is someone who has his own music organization, Global Music Orchestra, which is into assimilating the music of different cultures. He's been working with musicians from Africa, musicians from India. That has been his job. That has been his dream of trying to spread unity through music. That's what he's been doing. But he never knew that there is someone who will take us from unity, purity to divinity. So when he knew about Bhagwan, so now he says, you know, his life is definitely changed. It's completely changed. And I think in some ways all our lives are also changed, isn't it? In our own little ways, Swami is constantly has changed and is changing our lives. Yes, Anand.
We saw very great artists who have come to perform, whether it is Shashank or Ganesh Kumaresh sir or Sudha Raghunathan ma'am or Guru Karekudi Mani sir. You know, all these people, they are leading artists in their field and they are like stalwarts. But when it came to the orchestra, they were waiting for the whole when they came for practice sessions, they were there for all the five movements. They were waiting patiently even when we were singing. Maybe we were doing mistakes and again, but still they were waiting. Generally, they don't stay for that much time in a single place. But they did it all for Swami. Means they had so much of love for Swami. In fact, when we went to Karaikudi Mani sir and said, sir, we are Swami students and we are a part of the choir, he said, see, you're all very, very lucky to be a part of Swami's institutions, and it's really a blessing. You don't know, you would have done so much of punya so that you are in this place. And such people are having very high regard for Swami. So that was very nice to see. Means generally we don't get to interact with such people, and they knowing about Swami and their love for Swami, we coming to know is something really great.
It kind of is a reality check, you know. These are moments which sends you into introspection, which makes you, ask you to pinch yourself and realize the value of where you are and what you are getting. Because I know many of these musicians, like Pandit Debashish sir, he has cancelled so many of his concerts. He told me, you know, there were concerts which have been organized by very, very reputed institutions, and probably they will not organize it for some time. He said, I don't care. Once I'm in Parthi, even if it is a once in a lifetime event, this is more important for me. I told them I'm not going to go anywhere. And it's the same, you know, these are musicians who have become synonymous with their instruments. It's a Ghatam Suresh, it is a mandolin Rajesh, it is a violin Ganesh Kumaresh. And these musicians, as Anand said, they don't stay in a place for more than one day because, you know, their calendar is so packed. But for them to be in Prashanti for 5 days, 6 days and go to Delhi, it's like they have taken off for more than a week or more, and they've been practicing. So it is such a wake-up call in terms of how much they love Swami, you know. Most of the time we do not know, we have no clue about their love for Swami. In fact, even as I had this chance to interact with a lot of musicians, this is what was coming to me very strongly. Because, you know, when I asked Dr. Kohler, you know, how was it? Because I had seen him undergo a lot of stress trying to organize it in Delhi, and there were a lot of challenges, you know, which is obvious when you're trying to bring 126 musicians. And I was thinking, you know, is he getting frustrated? Is he going to take back with him something not so pleasant because of the huge challenges involved in the organization of the event? But, you know, when I asked him, you know, how did you handle the challenges? He said, how do you work? I said, I mean, you work for Swami. He said, same, I'm also working for Swami. You know, so that was the thing. He said, so if you ask what inspires you, he asked me, what inspires you? He's like that. The kind of sense I got is like, if tomorrow, 28th, we finish the concert, symphony in Delhi, and if he was told that 29th we're going to start for next year, he would drop everything and start again. That is how eager they were to do something for Swami. And I think, as Anand was saying, you know, that is an experience for all of us. It's a very, very revealing experience. And it only tells us we have no clue about what is there in our hands. We have no clue of Bhagwan's love for us. And that is something I think perhaps that process starts in a much deeper way once you become a student, and that it will always continue. You will go on discovering new facets of his love. And I think this symphony also was one huge opportunity in that direction. Thank you so much, brothers, for your time. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
That was the grand finale of the Sai Symphony Orchestra. There is still so much more to this orchestra. I've had conversations with Mr. Chima, the state president of Delhi organization. We need to do conversations with Sai Shravanam. The soloist was playing tabla, and the one who was instrumental in organizing a large part of this orchestra, working with Michael Kohler, Dr. Kohler and Mike Herting, the composer and the conductor, and of course, Mr. V. Srinivasan, the All India president of the Shatisaya organizations then, who started this entire process. It was him who began this process, inspired by Bhagwan, to put together something for Bhagwan. It was him who asked late Sri Mandalin Srinivas to compose something, and my English Srinivas brought in Dr. Kohler and Mr. Mike Herting, and that's how the whole process started more than 16 months ago. So there is so much more to it, and I pray to Swami that we can get that part of the story too, because everything is part of His glory. This orchestra was another monumental contribution to Bhagwan on His 90th birthday, and the more you discover about how it happened and its different facets, the more you know about the beautiful facets of His love. And let us lose ourselves in this love, because only when we lose ourselves in this love can we find ourselves. Only in losing ourselves can we find our true self. Let us become one with Him in love and become love. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us throughout the day. I'm Team Radhesai Bishu. The time in the studios now is 9:48. We have to move on. On behalf of all of us at Radio Sai, I thank each one of you for being with us all throughout the day, and I express my deepest sense of gratitude to Swami for giving us yet another beautiful Thursday, yet another amazing opportunity to offer something at His lotus feet. Thank you so much. Good night. Loving Sai Ram.